Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighbor, the Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. Today I want to talk a little bit about great books. What do I mean? Well, Lent is around the corner. We only have, two weeks left. And one of the things I always try to do is try to read a book during Lent. And normally over the years, it's always been maybe a commentary on a book of the Bible, something by a saint, you know, maybe a pietal work, etc. You know, and all these have been great, wonderful, awesome, and good. But this year, I'm really wrestling with maybe going back to The Brother Karamazov by Dostoevsky, a work of fiction, but yet a work of an immense importance in relationship to wrestling with one's faith in God and look into the book. I'm not going to go into that particular book here, but just the notion of, you know, if you have this sort of practice too, like during Lent, maybe trying to raise something up while also trying to give up something. So raising something up is, you know, maybe finding a good edifying book that can strengthen you in your faith or help you wrestle with your faith or help you to journey deeper into an aspect of our faith. And I think one of the things that we can easily put aside is you know, these quote-unquote works of fiction, you know, these great books, these works of literature. And one of the things about these works of literature is they help us to understand aspects of the faith within a narrative structure. Our faith is not just sort of an heady thing, you know, not a series of propositions that we just yield to, but it is something that is dynamic, that is meant to enliven and live in and excite our heart, to help our heart grow in love. And these great books of literature have aspects about the human person, whether they're wrestling with God or whether you have characters that are overly fideistic or however it is, but they help us to see aspects of Christian idea and Christian identity and to really challenge different aspects of what it means to be a Christian in relationship to how one practices their faith and etc. You know, so the Brother Karamazov, two brothers, one's an atheist, one's working at becoming a monk, you know, and having a repartee throughout the book about faith and God and etc. It's just, it's a phenomenal text, and maybe you have something like that in your life. Now, Brother Karamazov is a big book. You know, it's really going to take a lot of time over Lent, but, you know, I'm willing to make the necessary sacrifices because I believe that the, I don't want to put this, the not just the beauty of the text, but the richness of the aspect of the truth of faith in God is within that text also. And it's presented in a way I think that my soul and my heart may respond to and become edified and nourished by. And let's say, well, I'm not much of a reader, Father Nick. What am I supposed to do? If you're looking at maybe embracing a certain book or one of the great books as we have in the Western tradition during your time of Lent, you can go to YouTube, search up, put the title of that book and put audio. You'd be able to find an audio a recording of that you can listen to, or find a podcast where it has that recording, you know, or go to, I think, their Gutenberg project and get free to get the text for free, particularly if it's out of a copyright, you know. So there's a multitude of ways that you don't have to spend money on these things, and you can find different ways of incorporating that maybe sort of text into your life, whether it's visually watching a rendition of it or audio listening to it, maybe as you're traveling or public commutes or etc. you know, but lean into, like, I know one of the burdens that I have is sometimes I can be a little over analytical, and I can read books of theology that are very heady and et cetera. And then, you know, my soul just feels starved in certain ways. And I find when I go to writers like Dostoevsky, even though he's not the most friendly to Catholics, and other writers in that regard of, you know, fictional writers that have not just a overt in your face notions of Christianity, but it's just woven in there, that sort of Christian mindset, that Christian view is just woven into this beautiful tapestry. I find that striking my soul from a different direction and presenting my soul with the necessary nourishment to strengthen it in this journey of discipleship that I have been entrusted with. And I just wanted to share that aspect of my own journey with you all, hopefully as a way of just giving you a possible idea, not a mandate, a possible idea of something to look into for Lent, you know, as you're discerning what to give up. Maybe what can you also offer up? You know, because A, you will be sacrificing your time. So you'll be giving up your time for a holy end. So there's one. But then also offering up as a work of praise. I'm going to read this book. I'm going to listen to this book. And it's going to be a moment of prayer, you know, in that praise of gratitude that this sort of literature is present in the world, can help me to wrestle with my faith and to grow deeper into my faith and to become more open to the zealousness that our faith calls us to. But a zealousness that is always being purified by the sacred flames of the Holy Spirit. So this is just an idea to maybe incorporate for your Lenten practices, you know, finding one of the great books that you can listen to or read during the Lenten time as a means of finding different avenues and different vignettes for finding that necessary nourishment for your soul that will help to sustain you during the great fast, during that great time of year, even though it is a challenging time of year that we call Lent. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform where there is a like icon, click that like icon also. If you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, Catholic blog posts. You can find different social media links that I use, YouTube videos, etc. And also, you can email me through that website. All of this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by a few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zimak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.